morning, this past week's daf was daf lamed tes in Maseches Pesachim. On this Mishnah, we start learning about Morah. Until now it was Matzah. Now learning about Morah. There's a piece of Gemara over here on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, which is very much a hemshech of what we have been discussing till now concerning Matzah. So I want to discuss this piece of Gemara. Let's just remind ourselves again what we discussed last week. This machlek is tenoim. Concerning matzah, right? More on the flame of vavom and aleph brings a brayis machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. And just to review this, to give us the background for this piece of Gemara. On the flame of vavom and aleph, around 6 lines from the top, Tana Rabbanon, a brayis. The Rabbanon learned Yochol Yoytzei Avnei Chavos B'Maisi Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Meister Sheni is one of the meisters that's taken off from produce. And the halach of Meister Sheni is eaten by the owner, but he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. So, Zog the Gemara, Yochol Yoytzei Adam Yechavasi B'Meister Sheni B'Yerushalayim. One might have thought that he could be Yoytzei the mitzvah of Matzah by using flour that was Meister Sheni, and he'll eat it in the proper place in Yerushalayim. Tamalom Alechem Oini. So the Pasuk says concerning Matzah Alechem Oini, Ma Shenechal Baninus. Yotzezesh Enenechal Baninus. The halacha is concerning Meister Sheni, and the Vida Meister, at the Loshen, the Pasuk says, Lechal Tabani Mimenu. I didn't eat it improperly in a state of aninus. Persons in mourning, aninus, right? So, take a mourning. So that's what we see from that pasuk, that Meister Sheni has to be nechal besimcha, right? It's not nechal to a person who's in the state of aninus. That's the halacha of Meister Sheni. Now, matzah, on the other hand, is just the opposite. Matzah says lechem oini. So lechem oini tells us that the matzah has to be made of an ingredient which can be eaten by ninus. So that's how we know, according to Pesach Glili, that you can't use Meister Sheni for matzah. That's what Bryce is saying. The lechem oidim mashe nechal baninus, so the shen nechal baninus. Elo besimcha, right? Meister Sheni has to be eaten in a state of simcha, not in a state of aninus. So let's hear that again. Meister Sheni has a din that it cannot be nechal baninus. Has to be nechal besimcha. Matzah, the pasuk says, lechem oini, matzah has to be made of something that you can be nechal baninus. Right? That's why, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Meister Sheni can't be used. Rabbi Kiva Omer, matzah is riba. Rabbi Kiva argues on that, and he says that the psukim talk about matzah, there are ribuyim, extra words, which come to include something more than we might have thought, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says that Meister Sheni is good, even though it can't be Nechal Baninus. And the Pasuk goes on to say that Rabbi Kiva learns that the Pasuk of Lechem Oini is coming to tell us Prat Leisish and Lusha B'yayin V'shem and Dvash Matzah Shir. Okay? That was this piece of Gemara. Okay? Concerning the halacha of Meister Sheni. Then we saw the next piece of Gemara, which was the Braisa Alam Vav Amadeid, which talks about Din of Bikurim. Then we went 3 lines from the top to Sanya. Yochol Yetzei Yod Nei Chavosa BeBikurim. One might have thought that he could be Yetzei the mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but fine, but you'll eat it there. Matzah made out of out of Bikurim Tfua. Tamiloimar b'chol moishu seichem tochlo matzis. Matzah necheles b'chol moishovas, yotz bikurim she'eino necholin b'chol moishovas, el b'yushalayim. The Gemara learns from this pasuk, b'chol moishu seichem tochlo matzis. This becomes a condition in the ingredients which are used that has to be something which could be eaten b'chol moishovas. Being that Bikurim is limited to Yerushalayim, you can't eat out of Yerushalayim, therefore, you can't use a matzah which is Bikurim. You know, granted a kohen. Now the Braisa continues, well, if that's true, Yochol Shani Moitzi Af Ma'aseh Sheni. So, shouldn't that follow also to exclude Ma'aseh Sheni? Because Ma'aseh Sheni also has the same limitation that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Tamlim matzis matzis riba, that we have the riba. And the Gemara tells us this price is Rabbi Kiva talking. The Rabbi Kiva, who we saw before, said that matzis sheni could, for this reason, that the Gemara said before, matzis matzis riba. However, the question is that the riba, matzah, I mean, doesn't say anything specific what it's referring to. So far as you know, see, you have, you know, two slots. One is a mi'at and one is a ribu. How do you know? They both have the same problem, right? So how do you know how to make the hachro to decide what you're what not? Someone's kasha maros, right? Maros. The rabbi is ma'aseh sheni lahaytzi bikurim. What did you see to make the decision to use the ribu to say that you could use ma'aseh sheni and bikurim not? What's the advantage that Ma'aseh Sheni has over Bikurim? Right? They both have the same problem. Same problem. Right? They both get not nechal b'chol moishovis. The Gemara says as follows: Ma'abri Ma'aseh Sheni sheish lehetu b'chol moishovis kid Rebbe Lozer. Ma'aseh Bikurim shein lehetu b'chol moishovis. Okay, we're not going to go into this Gemara right now again. But the Gemara answers, and the Gemara says that Ma'aseh Sheni has a situation that it could be nechal b'chol moishovis, right? Ma'aseh sheni. It is a possibility to eat it b'chol moishovis, whereas bikurim doesn't. Right, so that's the difference. So even though true that ma'aseh sheni, under normal circumstances, once it was brought into Yerushalayim, then you have to eat it here. You're confined to eating it over here. But if it becomes tameh or other, right, you have a possibility. You have ability. That's why the Gemara says over here that when you decide between the two, Bikurim and Ma'aseh Sheni, and the issue is that there's a din that has to be Nechal B'chol Moishavos. On that, Gemara says that Ma'aseh Sheni could fit better into the category of Nechal B'chol Moishavos because it has certain situations, even though not in all situations, but since it has certain situations, so it will fit into that category. I did the ribui of b'chol moishovis. Mashenkin bikurim doesn't have that, so bikurim is not necha b'chol moishovis. It's mine. Okay, this is a Rabbi Akiva shita. Okay, so what we have over here is machlokes Rabbi Yitzchak Lili and Rabbi Akiva in concerning Ma'aseh Sheni and bikurim. Bikurim, let's start, everyone agrees that you can't use Bikurim because of the Joshua of Moishavos. Right? And Ma'aseh Sheni, the question, Rabbi Kiva says that since I have a Ribui, so I'm not Ma'aseh Sheni from Kol Moishavos, and Kontra Rabbi Yosef Aglili, like Tosfos speaks out, that he would have agreed to that. Rabbi Yosef Aglili happens to have another Joshua, Oini. Right? That's why he's Memayit. Ma'aseh Sheni, right? But if it had not been for that, then he would have also agreed that because of the ribui of matzahs, so we would not have been memayit Ma'aseh Sheni from Moishavos. Okay. Now we're going to pick up over here. The Gemara over here. The Gemara talks about more. We're on Lam Tesam and Beis, three lines down from the wider lines. Boy Rami Bachoma. See, it is Boy Rama Choma. Rama Choma asked a shayla, the following shayla. Mahal sheyetzi od nechevosoi bimoror shomai sisheni birushalayim. What's that locha? Is a person yetzi if he use moror, mai sisheni moror in Yerushalayim? Now, one hakdoma that we have to give, which Rashi speaks this out a little bit later, is that, well, let's ask it as a question, that, I mean, all the limitations that you have are by matzah. You know, how did the question get to moror? So you see that there's an assumption in the Gemara that the din of moror is similar to that of matzah. Now, Rashi says later on, there's a hekish. And that's the assumption in the Gemara.
Masa Sumrayim,
yeah, right? There's a hekesh we're putting together. And therefore, the dinim and the conditions that you have by matzah apply to Mora. Now, understanding that, so let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara is telling a shayla that by Mora Maisa Sheni, what's the halacha? So the Gemara makes the cheshbonis, the calculations, the tanoim that we know that deal with matzah. Zoch the Gemara, alir Rabbi Kiva loy tiboy loch. According to Rabbi Kiva, we have no question. Right? Who's Rabbi Kiva? Remember, he's the one who says that you could eat matzah, Maaseh Sheni, you could be yaitzah with. Right? So hashto b'matzah d'rais nofik b'morod rabonan miboyi. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Kiva, with matzah, which, you know, is the source of things over here. The Raisa, you could be Yetze, more Drabonon, mi boy. More, which is Drabonon, there's no question. No question. Now, the one over here mentions already at this point, and we'll see, this is really the vocal point of the Shiloh, but the more talks about over here, Matzah, the Raisa, and more Drabonon. What's this more Drabonon that we're talking about? What does Drabon have to what is the more Drabonon than matzah? I mean, it's both is a mitzvah in the Torah. What are we referring to? So we'll see that in Rashi deals with two pshatim. We'll speak out right now the pshat that Rashi goes with Ali Bida Emes, which is as follows: the din of Meiser. Of Maisa in the Torah is Torah talks about Tirosh v'Yitzar, Dogon Tirosh and Yitzar, but the Yerokas, there's no din Maisa's Minat Torah. Therefore, the whole concept of having a morer, a vegetable, which is Maisa Sheni, Minat Torah, there's no such thing. Because vegetables have no chiyuv maisers, so you can't have such a thing. So, so this that you have it is only drabonon, right? Now, therefore, that any limitations that you might have because it's maaser sheni is only on the rabbonical level. Midrash is not maaser sheni. Okay, so that's the basis of this gemara. And the gemara says this like this. That there's no question according to Rabbi Kiva, loy tiboyo, no shayla. Because even by matzah, the rice, according to this matzah, the rice means that the maaser sheni is the rice of the maaser sheni. So therefore, the restrictions that maaser sheni gives you, or possibly could give you, are the rice of the restrictions. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds matzah riba. So the fact that it's maaser sheni does not create. Right, that's what he holds in Hilchas Matzah. Doesn't create any restrictions, right? Even though it's Ma'aser Sheni Midaraisa. So on that, Mora says that B'mor Drabonon Miboy Mora, which the Ma'aser Sheni is at best only Drabonon. Definitely not gonna create any problems. That's what the Mora speaks out. Therefore, there's definitely no question according to Bekiva. It's definitely mutter, right? Definitely you could use it. When do we have the shayla according to Bei Seglili? Bei Seglili is the one who told us that Maaser Sheni you can't use. Maaser Sheni you can't use. Now, we'll see what the drasha is, but you know, according to our cheshbonos, we would have thought that the drasha is that lechalte ba'oini, right? That's what the issue. That's what the issue over here is. Is that it's not nechal, not nechbaninus. So let's just talk like that. And then if we see in Rashi, otherwise, and it will raise the question. After Kuntra Beisag Lili, right? L'chara, the meat is the din of lechem oini. That's what it says concerning matzah. So the Maisa Sheni, right? The Maisa Sheni is what's making that it's not Nechal Baninus. That's the problem over here. It basically, as a Joshua, there has to be Nechal Baninus. And the fact that it's Maisa Sheni is preventing the matzah from being Nechal Baninus. That's why you can't use matzah Maisa Sheni. Mora is a question, right? And that thing Mora says, right? Do we say that matzah deraisa? Matzah means the maaseh sheni that this matzah is made. It's maaseh sheni. The maaseh sheni is a deraisa dika maaseh sheni. Therefore, this matzah can't be nechal baninus is a deraisa dika din, right? Because it's the deraisa dika maaseh sheni. You can't be yotze. Maybe that's why he came to Yetzir. Avol Morer Drabonon Nofik. However, Morer, which is the Titus Maisa Sheni that it has on it, it's only Drabonon Dikol level because Maisa Yerik is Drabonon. So therefore, the halacha that you have over here that you can't eat it Baninus is only Midrabonon Midraisa. You could eat Baninus. And that's the situation that you have over here. Yeah? That's the situation that you have over here. Avol moror drabonon nofik, since the maaseh sheni is drabonon, maybe you yaitze. We'll try to speak a little clearer in a minute. Idilmo called it tekin rabonon kein deraisa tikkun. Or the other side of things is that true that it's drabonon, but the rabonon set up their takonis similar to that of a deraisa. And therefore, we have to deal with this Maaseh Sheni today, let it be because of the Rabbanon, but it'll take on all of the ramifications of Maaseh Sheni Derais, and therefore we won't be Yetzer. Just like you're not Yetzer by the Derais Dik Maaseh Sheni, so too, you're not Yetzer by the Rabbanon Dik Maaseh Sheni. That's the Mor Shaila. And on that, the Mor answered, Omar Rova Mistavro Matzo Umoro. Stavra Matzah Mor, right? That Rava says that the svar would be that Matzah and Mor have the same din, right? Which, if you work out the Gemara, it sounds like he's means to say the second side. Kol Tikkun came the Raisa Tikkun. That's unless he's saying some kind of third thing over here. But if you work with the two stubs nothing more ahead, and he's taking one of the two sides, that's what he'd be saying. Omzem the Rashi. See the Rashi over here, Hashto Matzo. It's just across from the last narrow line on the daf. See that Hashto Matzo? Okay. Right, the Gemara is telling us that this the Shaila that Omar Chaim was asking concerning Matzah, Moror, Maaseh Sheni, Moror of Maaseh Sheni, is not a question according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Hashta Matzah, Rashi speaks that clearly, the Maaseh Dido Deiraisa, it's Maaseh Deiraisa, Ve'ikal Mifsalo Mishum De'en Laheta B'Moshovos, and you could have There would have been room to pass it because it's not Nechal B'chol Meshavos. That's true. That Maaseh Sheni definitely does have a din that not in all situations. Right? Once you bring to Yishlaim, you definitely can't eat the Kol Zman Torah. You could have been Memaided. Nevertheless, Kol Rabbi Kiva or Denofik. Rabbi Kiva holds that you are Yoytzah Hoyle V'imetam Yeporuklo V'islaheter. Right? This is the tzad. This is the possible heter that you have, and based on it, it's what the Gemara said before, that since it's a tzad heter, so Rabbi Akiva holds that it doesn't go into the carry of not nechal b'chol meshavos. It's considered yeh nechal b'chol meshavos, since it has possibilities that it could be done in certain situations. So madoch in matzo that the meiser is the raisa. The dinim, the raisa of meiser sheni, don't prevent you from being yetz. you're still included in the category of Nechal B'chol Moshav. His motives of Rashi, Vayitid, the Maiser, Gerek, Midrabon, on whom? The whole Maiser, the whole din of Maisers on Yerakas is all Drabonon. Umidereisa, Isla Heter B'Moshav. And the truth is that even Midereisa, you have a Heter B'Moshav. Meaning to say that even in those situations where matzah you can't eat in other places, nevertheless, moror midereis you could, because midereis it's not ma'aser sheni at all, right? So there's no restrictions in any situation. And that Gemara says, right? So then there's no question, mi boy, definitely you should be able to be yaitzen. Definitely you should be able to be yaitzen. So that's why Mar says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no shaila. Who's the shaila? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the one who holds that matz ma'aser sheni yinat yoitzen. So what about mora? Since mora, it's only the whole shem ma'aser sheni it has is only midrabanan. So the first sadly mori is that maybe the fact that it's rabbanon yoyitze, or even though it's rabbanon, kein the raisa tikkun zokrashi, kein the raisa tikkun that Chazal mistake when they set up this din that yirokos you also have to take up ma'aser sheni, kein the raisa tikkun ve'ein loy heter b'moshavos, and therefore it'll be considered ein loy heter b'moshavos. Now this is a little interesting, right? Like we said before, that according to Biyosi Aglili, Ma'aser Sheni is nismait from the din of lechem oini, right? That's why it's nismait. So the question would come to mind right away: why is Rashi talking Moshavas? Bishleimo, the previous Rashi in Rabbi Akiva, and Rakiv doesn't have the drasha of Oini. So the point of the Mordechai saying, the Madach that Matzah works, it's not Nismai from Meshavas. I mean, that would have been the possibility to Nismai, according to Rakiv. Right? In truth, it's not. But if it was, it would have been Nismai from Meshavas. But according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that in truth it is Nismai, right? and that the Gemara is talking, that the Shah is according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, because Matzah is Yen Nismai, what about Morer? Rashi over here uses the meat of Meshavas, Ein Heter B'Meshavas, right? L'chaydem. L'chaydem, this is a Ktas Ha'or, why Rashi is talking the Joshua of Meshavas.
Well, wouldn't Mar have the same Heter of Meshavas if the Mar would become Tamei also?
Right.
They have to be Nifta?
Fine, right.
They have that same...
But according to... Right.
If Mara would become... Not... Yeah. If Mara would become Tamei, then it could be Poda and be eaten in normal Shabbos. Mara might
be so on the contrary. So, where you're heading is that therefore what? Therefore it should not be Nismai from the Shabbos. Yeah. It's only smite from lechem oini, mm-hmm. Right? So that's the question. So why is Rashi saying Meshavas? Right? So you're with us, right?
Yeah.
You're in on the same question. Okay, very good. Right? That's the question over here, right? You see something from this Rashi? It would seem to be from this Rashi that today, if you want to know, you know, the fact of the matter is that point are basically you can't, right? You can't, right? So it would seem from this Rashi that. It could be that getting there, you wouldn't be able to get there without the drasha of lechem oini. But once it's nismai today from lechem oini, so now it'll also be missing in Meshavas. You wouldn't know to say that, right? But once you have that, right? Okay, without getting into that, but let me leave that as the ha'or, right? Okay, what are you saying?
I'm just speaking, I didn't think it through carefully, but the lechem oini din is very much specific to the din of lechem. The other occasion that we use,
okay,
is like kesef meiser, minzroim, and gedele karka. They're not as much specific to the lechem oini aspect,
Okay, you're saying good. See, but in cheshbin, you still have to work it out, because we want to know by matzah itself, right? Is moshavos mimayit ma'aseh sheni? Right? By matzah itself, right? We know lechem oin is mimayit. We want to know, at the end of the day, is it also nismayit? Because otherwise, then how can you send it over to tomorrow, right? You know what I'm saying?
According to Beis Haglili.
Right.
According to Beis Haglili.
Seif kol seif, moro is only because of the hekesh. Right?
Yeah.
So, were it to be that by matzah, moishoves is not mimayit, maiseh sheni,
so... I'm shy.
L'chayre. Right?
We never saw Rabbi Yossi saying not, but we just didn't need it, right?
We never saw him.
Rabbi Yossi say that.
So you're right. We don't know. We just know of a Tosfos that asks the question that if he holds of Meshavos, so why does he need a pasuk of Lechem Oini? So that Tosfos told us this cheshbon, right? You know, maybe there's a different cheshbon. Okay, but just want him that's the ha'orah. That's the ha'orah. Okay, but so we'll put that ha'orah on the side, and you know, whatever the drasha is, but the point in the Gemara, the Chayra, right, should be the same. That according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he's the one who has, he darshans in truth for halacha that Ma'aseh Sheni is nismayit. So the Shah is according to him. Okay, let's see. Kein deraisa tikkun v'ein lehetah b'moshavos. Now Rashi over here says something over here which really gives us the background to the whole Gemara. Umorar iskish lematzah. Interesting why Rashi first mentions it now, right? This is the aleph base of the whole Gemara, right? Like we asked, right? You know, what are we clearing a shaila? Morar shel ma'aseh sheni. Where do you find by morar any conditions? Right? So this is really the key. Umor iskish lematza, ma matza bina nechels b'chol meishoves af mor nami bina yesh loy hetem. Okay, so this is the foundation to the whole Gemara, that there is such a hekish, and therefore like this, what's coming out of the Gemara like this, is that if we had some kind of mora that midaraisa would not be nechal b'chol meishoves, then it would definitely be binismayit. The Gemara Shaila only is because it's only midrabanan, right? It's not necha b'chol meishoves because it's ma'aseh sheni, and this that's ma'aseh sheni is only drabanan. Midaraisa is not really ma'aseh sheni. It's only in drabanan and misaken that you have to ma'aseh your yirokas also, right? So this whole din is all midrabanan. Now, let's just think for a moment over here, right? How do we understand what the Gemara Shail is? Yeah, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara wants to know, came the Raisa tikkun or not? All right, that's the question. How do we understand this Gemara? What's the point over here? Meaning to say that the Rabbanan gave a din, Meiser, on Yerokas. Now, I don't think there's any question as to whether you have to eat your Meiser Yerek in Yerushalayim. Right? That L'chayra at L'chayra is poshut.
That you don't.
No, that you do. Right? I don't think that there's any question as far as that's concerned. So we're just trying to see where is the room to the fact that it's drabonon, things should be different. Right? The Gemara says, is it kain d'raisa tikkun or not kain d'raisa tikkun? Right? If it's kain d'raisa tikkun, then you won't be able to use it for matzah. Right? The other first standing Gemara is not kein deraisa tikkun, and therefore it could be nechal, right? So where is this loophole? Where is this leniency presenting itself. Right? So again, the din of Maaseh Sheni is Has Binechal in Yerushalayim. That, I don't think there's any question about that. Lo Yishamano, such a thing that Maaseh Yerek, you don't have to eat in Yerushalayim. They haven't got to have to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's there. That's there. Right? So the Chor, what the Gemara Shaila over here is that possibly that won't affect the din of Morah. Right? That's what the Gemara means to say over here. But the Chor, what the Gemara wants to know is that when the Rabbanan gave Odin Maisa Yerek, and they said that therefore has to be Nechal there, but it was given in a way that it shouldn't affect the din of Mor. Right? That's the Chor, what the Mor means to say over here. So we have some kind of split over here. That even though in the truth of the matter is that it's not Nechal B'chol Mashav, it's contrary to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, the concept is like that, but the Gemara Shaila over here is Kein Derayis Tikkun, not Kein Derayis Tikkun. Right? That's what the Gemara would sound like. If it's not Kein Derayis Tikkun, so when the Rabbanan set it up, they gave the Maaseh Sheni, this Yerek, a din that of Maaseh Sheni, but it shouldn't affect how we view it concerning Morah is concerned. And therefore we still look at it as that's Nechal B'chol Meshavos. That's what it's not from the Gemara, which needs a little bit of explanation how to understand that. Because, I mean, it's not Nechal B'chol Meshavos. Right? I mean, that's the halacha. That's the halacha. He says, the Gemara is not mashma, that the Gemara means to say that, well, the fact that midaraisa, you know, you could, that's why it's good over here. That sounds like for the Gemara, that the issue is Kein Deraisa Tikkun, not Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The question is how they set it up. Now, let's just speak at also another question over here in Rabbi Akiva. Right? Also a little difficult how the Gemara sets it up. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no question. There's no question. And the Gemara makes a kavol chomer out of this. Right? Which, you know, some kind of problem we had last week, such a thing. Right? According to Rabbi Akiva, right, if you want to explain why there's no shaila according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no shaila because according to Rabbi Akiva, Maaseh Sheni is not excluded, right? That's why, right? He doesn't, his din meshavas does not exclude Maaseh Sheni, period, right? So what does Mora mean to say? Mora says according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no shaila. I put a kavu chomer, madoch, mederaisa kol shkem rabbonon, right? As if there was like more of a reason. Midrabonon, then midraisa. Right? I mean, once there's no condition of mishavas, then that's it. There's nothing else to talk about over here. You can't be better than that, right? And so this Gemara needs a little bit of explanation. What the kavah chomer the Gemara means to say is, what does the Gemara mean? Akoponim, but you know, definitely we understand what the point of the Gemara is, that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no room to ask the Shaila, because Hagufa, right? There is no such condition. According to Rabbi Yosi, there is such a condition exists. The question is the fact that it's Drabonon. Maybe that makes a difference. Let's see the next Rashi in Rava. In Rava, Matzu Morer, but we'll come back to what we skipped the second half of the Rashi. Matzu Morer, Hukshu Yachad, V'chi Hechi de Matzu Yesh Oleh Hashem Maisa Sheni V'loi Nofik Bey Af mora nami sheyesh le shem maaseh sheni lo inafik bei. Now let's hear over here. This is also a little difficult to hear the Gemara. Omar Rava says mistavra matzo umora. Rashi explains that the hookish together. So the same way matzo, so too umora. So there needs a little explanation over here, because the shaila that the Gemara is asking is, if we'd have that situation by matzah, we'd have the same shaila. Right? It's not a question of comparing matzah to morah over here. Right? The question over here is that if you have a drabbanan dika maaseh sheni, how do you view that? Right? I mean, we probably could find such a thing by matzah also. Right? If you have a situation where the chi of maaser is only midrabbanan, right? You know, it's even by Dagon, there's different situations when the Chiyuv Ma'aser is on Rabbanan, right? Different places, right? You know, Surya,
You said the whole Gemara was the Chiddush of the Mishnah by Matzah was by, why you're not Yotzi Tevel?
By Tevel, right? By Tevel. Right? I'm saying, but I'm saying you could have a situation. Okay, right, fine. Right, Adrabi, you're right, exactly like you're saying. Right? By Otzah Shein Enokov, right? Mm-hmm. Such a thing like that, right? So that's also, right? So by Matzah itself, you could have such a thing. So it's not a question of how tight the comparison between Matzah and Morer is, right? I mean, this Shaila, theoretically, we could have asked by Matzah. So to answer the Shaila, is that the right way to talk? That it's Mistava, that Morer is hookish to Matzah. And, you know, since Matzah has the din, Morer also has the din. That's not the issue over here. The issue is on a Ma'aser Rabbanan, what's the halacha? Like, yeah, if we have that by Matzah, we clear the same Shaila, right? So that's not the right way, you know, to answer the Shaila by saying that's Mistamer, that they have the same din. Right? I mean, what's the halacha in that situation by Matzah itself? Right? What does it have to do with the comparison to Matzah? Right, it's like a little question to understand. It actually seems to touch me more. Right, the truth is, the more doesn't say simply in the dice are ticking. Right, the more does say Mistavra Matzah Umorer, some kind of connection between the two. And that's what Rashi's explaining. But nevertheless, we're asking this question over here. Now let's see over here. Rashi brings a different pshat in the Gemara. Lishna achrina. You see that Lishna achrina, right by the dat in the Rashi. Matzah bezman hazeh deraiso umom rabbonon beperek basrim. Munaf epsochem tells us that there are. I think we talked about before also that. The mitzvah of achilas matzah, there are actually two psukim, two chiyuvim. One in conjunction with korban pesach, and one by itself. Erev techol matzah is irrelevant to korban pesach. By morer a matzah sumrem yechlu, that's in conjunction with korban pesach. So when you don't have the korban pesach, the mitzvah of achilas morer is only drabonon. That means bizman hazeh that we don't have the korban, so achilas morer is midrabonon. Matzah is still the raisin. So these meforshim that Rashi brings over here, they learn that that's what the issue in the Gemara is. The Gemara by Yos tells us that we're clearing a shiloh by morer and not by matzah. The difference is that matzah is the raisa and morer drabonon. Right? What is the aspect of the drabonon in the morer? So the first chat that we just said, and that's how Rashi learns Ali Demes, is Ma'aser Sheni. So that means that he's talking about Rabbis Manabayis, right? That you have Korban Pesach and the Chiv to eat Mat Moror is the Raisa. That's what I'm talking about. However, the problem, which comes from the fact that it's Ma'aser Sheni, is only not more than a Drabonon. Because the whole din of Ma'aser Yerek is all Drabonon. That's how we learned the Gemara till now, right? So when we talk about the Rais and Drabonon, we're talking about the problem, the Ma'aser Sheni presents, the lack of Necha B'chol Ma'ashovas. Because Morer is only Ma'aser Sheni Drabonon. The whole Shem, Ma'aser Sheni is Drabonon. That's till now. These Mephoreshim learn, that's not what the Morer means. The Morer is talking about Morer, that the whole the Chiyav Achilas Morer is Drabonon. Right. That's what Gemara means. Let's try to learn the Gemara through with that and see how the Gemara sounds. That means that the fact that Ma'aser Yerek is Rabbonon, that's not Megareya, that doesn't take away anything over here, according to this pshat. Right? No difference. Let's say the Gemara takes on Cain, the Rais Adik Tikkun, right, this side. But according to this pshat, we can't argue on the facts. The fact is that Ma'aser Yerek is Rabbonon. But that's not the point in the Gemara. That would not have made a difference. And that's what Gemara is saying over here. What possibly makes the difference? The fact that the whole chiyuv of Achilas Morer is only Rabbonon. And that the Gemara is claiming the Shaila, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that Maisa Sheni is Nismayt from Meshova is on that closing motto. Well, that's by something which the Chiv to eat it in the first place is the Raisa. But the Chiv to eat Moror is Manazer's own Jabonon. Maybe over there things are different. Now over here it's got a little bit easier to hear what the Shaila is, because the Shaila, the Kein the Raisa Tikkun, talks about Benegeh to the Chiv of Achilas Mor. And that'll be what the Moror means to say. That Bizman Azeh, when they gave the Chiv to eat Moror, did they give it with all the restrictions of a Darai Siddiq Moror or not? That's going to be the Moror Shiloh. That it has to be Necha B'chol Moshavos. We're going right now that Quanta basically, it's Taka not Necha B'chol Moshavos, right? It's Taka not. But the Moror Shiloh is that possibly that the Chiv of Achilas Mor Bizman Hazeh is more lenient than the Rai Siddiqa Chiv, and therefore it doesn't have all those limitations. And therefore, even if it's Taka not Nechal B'chol Meshavos, you're Yoytzu with it. That's what the Gemara, that's the Gemara Shail. Or, Kein the Rai Siddiqa, that they were stuck in the midst of Achilas Mor with all the guidelines of the Raisa, and just like the Raisa has been Nechal B'chol Meshavos, so too, the midst of Achilas Mor Dabaran also has that limitation, and you're not Yoytzu.
Right. In the Torah, it says by matzah it says b'chol moshav seichem toch l'matzah. Yeah,
right.
But by Mor it doesn't say that.
Right.
It's only the hekesh.
Right. That's the hekesh. Right. So now let's see over here in Rashi how he brings this pride, and we'll see what Rashi feels why you can't learn such a pshat. Okay, let's see about a dad over it. Lishna achrina, mas bezman hazeh deraisa, mor midrabonon beperek basra. Okay? You see over there in the Rashi over here? Lishna achrina. Right? Another explanation in the Gemara. Mas bezman hazeh deraisa, mor midrabonon beperek basra. Right? That's the Gemara. Arab Sochem tells us that. And that's what the Gemara means. V'zeh shamati. Rashi says, I heard such a pshat. However, v'kashali. But I have a kasha on that pshat. Bizman hazeh mimaski ma'isishen li Yerushalayim. Rashi asks, there's some kind of technical problem over here with such a pshat. Because if the shaila is on mor, which is bizman hazeh, right, that's what, right, and that thing mor is talking about, so that means that Bizman Hazeh, if you have Maisa Sheni, more of Maisa Sheni, could you be Yais with it or not? And that Rashi says, well, Bizman Hazeh, there's no such din. Mimaski Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. Bizman Hazeh, that does one bring up Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, meaning to say that the Yerushalayim doesn't have the Kedushas Hamokim that it has in order to eat Maisa Sheni there. In other words, even theoretically, if you'll have the Ma'is Hasheni, right, but you don't have the place to eat it. So the Moral Child is only if you have, you know, right, that's the question over here. If you can't eat it at all, so then that's not the question. It's not Nechal at all. That's Rashi's question on it. That if these two things don't coincide, Bizman, to have a Bizman Hazeh with a Yerushalayim to eat. Now, on that Rashi says that we have an Eitzah for. V'i l'manda omar kedush v'shayne kitchel l'shayte v'kitchel osid lovoy. Rashi makes mention of a machlokes, right? This is a machlokes, big machlokes, that kitchel v'shayne kitchel l'shayte v'kitchel osid lovoy. Mean to say that the basis of the question that Rashi has is because when Yerushalayim was choruv, so the kedusha was gone with it, doesn't it? And this that you have to eat in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim has a certain kedusha. So the Beis Hamikdash has a kedusha. So based kipshutei on the kedushas Hamikdash is within the wall of Yerushalayim is maintained also a lower level, not of Mikdash itself. That's why we find, right, certain dinim things have to be nechon yishalayim, kochim kalim, at Yerushalayim, certain Kedushas Hamokim. So there are Tanoim, I believe, that hold that the original Kedusha is Kitchel L'Shaitev and Kitchel L'Osad Lovay. That which means that the Kedusha is not non-dependent on the Beis HaMikdash standing, and even after Beis HaMikdash was Charev, the Mokum itself retains its Kedusha. And according to that, therefore, you'd have Kedushas HaMokum, the place to eat it. Right? So that would answer this original problem. Rashi says that he still has something else that's bothering him. Rashi says, Behedya Iboil Lefrushe Bizman Hazeh. Even if you want to tell me that we're asking Shah according to that Manda Omar, but I still have another question. Because if the Gemara meant Bizman Hazeh, so the Gemara should have spoken it out. Taka like the Gemara in Arve Pesachim makes a mention, Mor Bizman Hazeh. Over here, the fact that the Gemara refers to Mor as Drabonon is not the right reference to Mor Bizman Hazeh. Even though, of course, it's true that it's Chiv as Drabonon, but the Mor should have, if Mor meant that, the Mor would have referred to it more directly, more specifically, to mention Mor Bizman Hazeh. And that's what Rashi says, the Mashmois HaGemora is not like that. Right? That's Rashi's Ha'ora. I just want to end off over here with one Ha'ora. I'll just give you a Mara Mokum, something interesting. I didn't have a chance to do the proper homework on this, if someone has some time. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on this Gemara, right? You have over here Rabbeinu Chananel. Boy. See that? We don't have the same lines over here. But Boy Romy. See what that is? Shimmy, you see it? Yeah, okay. Boy Romy. Mahu Shiyeti Odom Bimoror Shomaisu Sheni Aliba Derbi Akiva. You hear, Ben Chananel sounds like it has a different Gemara than we did, right? Because the way it's, you know, it's written down over here is that he's clearing the Shaila according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, our Gemara clearly says that according to Akiva there's no Shaila. Right? So he had some, it looks like he must have had some other gears in the Gemara that the Gemara Shaila was according to Rabbi Akiva. Uposhta Rabba Kishem Sheyotzin Bimatza Shehim Midiraiso Kach Yotzin Bimorah Shehim Rabbonah. Interesting that the Gemara Shah according to this seemed to be that Morah would have been worse, and that was the Morah Shaila. Is Morah worse than Matzah? And when Rabbi answered it, Mistavra Matzah Umorah, what the Morah is saying is that the same way you Yotz with Matzah, which is the Raisa, Kach Yotz Mimorah Shehumer Rabbonon. Okay, so I'm you know, just going to give you the Maram Mokum. See, you know, if you could, he had a different, definitely had a different Gemara. But the question is, how do you even make this make sense, right? I mean, like all Gemara, right? Okay, we'll leave that as a horror. Okay.